Welcome to the deep dive. So when something hits Mach 5 times the speed of sound, the air friction alone generates temperatures that can literally melt standard aircraft aluminum. You are dealing with a totally different realm of physics here.
Yeah, it's a completely different ballgame.
And that is exactly what makes Castalion's Project Ranger so fascinating. They are dropping this massive $220 million, 1,000-acre hypersonic aerospace campus right into Sandoval County, New Mexico.
Right in the desert.
Yeah. It is a huge economic engine. But local machine shops hoping to get a piece of that supply chain are, well, they're running into a brutal reality check. Yeah. Okay, let's unpack this. It's kind of like a local minor league baseball team getting invited to the World Series, only to realize they have to rebuild their entire stadium and invent a new type of bat just to step up to the plate.
That is a great way to put it, actually, because the gap between manufacturing, you know, standard commercial parts and hypersonic components, it's just staggering. Because of those extreme temperatures you mentioned, these vehicles have to rely on super alloys like Incunnel and highly abrasive carbon composites.
Right, because normal metals would just vaporize.
Exactly. And these materials are incredibly dense. They're very hostile to work with. So if a local shop wants to bid on these contracts, their standard three-axis milling machines simply won't survive the process.
So wait, what does this all mean for the actual shop floor? Like, can't they just use their existing machines to cut these new parts if they just, I don't know, swap out the tools?
No, standard three-axis mills just won't cut it. They require high-torque spindles and diamond-coated tooling just to make a dent. Shops really must invest in continuous five-axis CNC setups.
So instead of a technician manually repositioning a block of metal to cut the different sides, a five-axis machine moves the cutting tool across five different planes simultaneously.
Right, all at once. At hypersonic speeds, even a microscopic surface imperfection creates drag that can literally tear the vehicle apart in midair. So you need tolerances down to the micron.
Wow.
Yeah, and achieving that level of precision actually dictates the physical architecture of the building itself. The Sandoval Economic Alliance report points out that these facilities need heavily reinforced concrete pads.
Just to hold the weight of all that heavy equipment, I'm guessing.
Well, that, but primarily to absorb and eliminate microvibrations from the ground. Like, if a truck drives by outside, you cannot have that vibration transferring into a five-axis machine that's cutting a critical aerodynamic profile.
That makes sense.
Oh, and they also need actual blast mitigation enclosures.
Blast mitigation? You mean, like, to stop explosions?
Yeah, high-pressure testing for hypersonic parts carries a very real risk of explosive failure.
That is wild, but you know, the physical demands are intense, but the digital barriers might be even steeper. We are talking about next-generation defense tech here, which means the blueprints are prime targets for foreign espionage.
Oh, absolutely. Before a shop can even look at a design, they have to achieve AS9100 aerospace certification and implement NIST SP800-171 cybersecurity protocols.
Which basically means building a digital fortress around their internal networks to protect what the government calls controlled unclassified information, or CUI.
Right. And upgrading to that level of cybersecurity while simultaneously running those power-hungry five-axis machines, it completely alters a small business's economics.
I bet.
Fortunately for Sandoval County, their industrial utility index is sitting at a very low 84.7.
So significantly cheaper electricity than the national average.
Exactly, which gives local manufacturers a crucial margin buffer to absorb those operational costs. But hardware and power are really only half the equation here. The true bottleneck in scaling this hypersonic supply chain is workforce intelligence.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because $1 million five-axis CNC machine is basically just a really heavy paperweight if you don't have a qualified technician to program it.
Yes, the workforce gap is the real friction point. Educational institutions have to step up. Central New Mexico Community College recently had over 10,700 program completers in a single year.
Which is a massive talent pool to draw from.
It is, but a general machining or welding background doesn't automatically translate to aerospace quality control. The curricula have to explicitly pivot.
So they need granular workforce intelligence to understand exactly what Castalion and its suppliers require on the floor today.
Precisely. We are talking about highly specialized programs in defense-grade welding, advanced metrology, and, you know, continuous CNC programming.
So for you, the listener, The big takeaway is that modern defense innovation isn't just about the massive aerospace giants anymore. It requires an entirely synchronized local ecosystem.
Yeah, from a machine shop's IT server all the way down to a community college's syllabus. It all has to operate in perfect lockstep to make this work.
Which leaves us with a really interesting shift to consider. If community colleges and local vocational schools are suddenly the critical gatekeepers for advanced high-stakes defense manufacturing, how might that completely redefine the prestige and the funding of a 2-year technical degree in the near future?